بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اباؤٹ دا کانسیپٹ آف گاڈ، دا مسکنسیپشن دیٹ وی گوئنگ ٹو ڈسکس ٹوڈے از دیٹ اف دی کانسیپٹ آف گاڈ اور دی ایویڈنس آف گاڈ از سو کمپیلنگلی فاؤنڈ ان آر انٹیوشن، دین وائی از اٹ دیٹ دیر آر پیپل ہو ڈو ناٹ بلیو ان گاڈ؟ سو وائی آر دیر پیپل ہو آر ایتھیسٹ؟ وائی دیر آر پیپل، سو مینی پیپل دیٹ وی سی ٹوڈے ہو ڈو ناٹ بلیو ان گاڈ؟ The argument is that if God is an intuitive reality, if he's found in our intuition, and if he's someone whose being that we cannot negate because he is someone who's found in our intuition, then why is it that there are people who negate God, who do not believe in God? Now, the simple answer to this question is that there are many intuitive realities which are found in our intuition, and we still do not acknowledge them. For example, we intuitively know that lying is a bad habit. We should not lie. In spite of this, we lie. Similarly, we know that defrauding others is a bad habit, and we should not do that. And this is something which is intuitively found in our own intuition, but we still defraud others. So the question that needs to be understood, or the issue which needs to be understood, is that the existence of certain intuitive realities is one thing, and accepting them or obeying them is another thing. In a very similar manner, God is no doubt an intuitive reality. He is found in our intuition. But the Almighty has given us the freedom of will to exercise whatever we want to. We can accept those realities, we can reject those realities. So just as we can reject the fact that speaking the truth is something which is good, and in spite of knowing the fact that speaking the truth is good, we do not at times speak the truth. Similarly, it does not mean that if we negate God, then his existence or his being is not acknowledged by our intuition. These are two entirely separate things. Since man has been given the liberty to exercise his free will, it is up to him to accept and acknowledge these realities. So in a nutshell, we can say that all mankind does not believe in God, because although in the intuition of every person, God does exist, but man has been given this free will to accept an intuitive fact or to reject it. And similarly, there can be cases in which a person is actually acknowledging God, but he is giving him some other name. So there are, of course, people who say that they do not believe in God, but when they are talked to, or when matters are discussed with them, one comes to realize that they are in fact believing God, but they are giving God and some other name. So, in a nutshell, we can say that there are people, of course, who do not believe in God, and this does not bear on the fact negatively that God is not intuitively present in us. God is an intuitive reality, there is no doubt about the fact, but since we are given the liberty to accept intuitive realities or to reject them, so therefore we find people who in spite of this compelling evidence, reject God. And another thing, as I said, is that at times a person is believing in God, but he is giving him some other name. And of course, if a person's an intuition, an instinct, they have become perverted or corrupt, this is another instance in which he would have difficulty in finding that evidence within him. So we can safely say that God is an intuitive reality. He is found in our intuition. And if there are people who do not believe in God, it is not because he is not found in our intuition. It is because by exercising their own free will, they are led, or they are misled by their own free will, into not believing in God. اقول قولی هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.